From Finland comes word of a new kind of moving violation, speeding while rich. Finnish drivers who mix high velocity with high income pay a high price. Like other Scandinavian countries, Finland imposes fines based on income. But unlike other countries, Finland has no cap on what the fine can be. So what must be the most costly speeding ticket in history was issued last month in Helsinki. A motorcyclist was stopped for doing 75 kilometers per hour in a 50 kilometer per hour zone, converting from metric, that's 45 miles per hour in a 31 mile per hour zone. And the offender turned out to be one Anssi Vainjoki, an executive at Nokia, the cell phone company. Mr. Vainjoki was so well compensated by Nokia that his motoring malfeasance cost him a fine of $103,000. Jyri Raivio works for the Finnish newspaper Helsingin Sanomat. Mr. Raivio, how long has it been in place that Finns might be fined as much as $100,000 for speeding?
It's been in force for ages. I came across that system last summer, very close to Helsinki, and I drove 66 kilometers an hour in a 60-kilometer area. And the police stopped me and invited me to the van, and they had a computer and they had a mobile phone, and they asked me my social security number, which they put into the machine, and out came the fine, the ticket.
You mean it consulted your social security account?
It consulted the tax computer and got my income from the year 2000.
Now, I assume that if Mr. Vainjoki, the current record holder, although other people have had tens of thousands of dollars in their own speeding tickets, if he had been driving, say, 55 kilometers per hour rather than 75 kilometers per hour, the fine would have been
less
than that.
Yes, there is a slight modification in that system, meaning that if you drive less than 15 kilometers faster than permitted, you get a fixed fine.
Aha.
In my case, that was approximately $100.
But once you go more than 15 kilometers per hour over the speed limit,
then they start calculating your income.
This is a very egalitarian system to make sure that the well-to-do, that it hurts when they're given a speeding citation.
That's the basic idea. And there is some debate after Mr. Vainjoki's case about this, about caps and things like that. But I think that this system will stay as it is.
According to the Wall Street Journal, a conservative member of the Finnish parliament did propose a cap at what would have been under $8,000. Still a lot of money for a speeding ticket, more than any American, I think, has ever paid. Do you think that would satisfy the Finnish concern for deterrence, or would they say, no, when these Nokia stock option recipients get out there on their Harleys, they'll never be deterred if it's merely $8,000 that could be at stake?
My personal opinion is that it would. I think people basically are responsible, and they don't use the possibility to drive fast just because it comes cheap.
Well, Mr. Raivio, thank you very much for talking with us today. Jyri Raivio is U.S. correspondent for the Finnish newspaper Helsingin Sanomat. By the way, calculating speeding fines in Finland isn't something that you can just do in your head. The Wall Street Journal provides the formula. You first take the driver's net monthly income, subtract 1,500 Finnish marks, that's about $230, divide what's left by 60, subtract 15 marks for each dependent the driver supports, then add back in up to 20 marks, according to how much real estate and other non-liquid assets the offender owns. Multiply the result by a number between 1 and 120. The actual number depends on how fast the driver was going and how slick the road was. And of course, by the end of this year, do it all in euros. The result is the fine, and clearly this is the reason that the Finnish police use computers.